Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, this morning, on this Memorial Day weekend, we've been challenged by your word to be a warrior, a prayer warrior, instead of being a worrier, worrying about everything in our life. And sometimes Christians, we like to say, well, I'm just concerned. Of course there's concern. Of course, as parents, we are concerned about our kids, their safety, and our grandkids, and we're concerned about things. It's true. But oftentimes, it crosses over into that worry about everything, and I pray you'll challenge our hearts today. You'll speak to our hearts today. I imagine this morning today, Lord, that there are people heavy with worry. It's like they're carrying a brick of worry around, and of course no one can see it, but it's there. And I pray this morning, Holy Spirit, that you would just come alongside them, and I'm here to lift that. I'm here to help you. Because it will steal our health. Worry will steal our harmony and it will steal our happiness if we let it. But with Jesus, you had some words to say. Cast all your care upon me, right? We choose that today. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, just a moment, we're going to sing a song and close the service. But before we do that today, if you're here and Jesus is just a person, he's not real to you, but maybe you want to know him. Maybe you're not sure about church in general or this church or any church or God, but there's something. God is here today, and he wants to meet you because he loves you, and he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for your sins and my sins because God is holy and we can't be in his presence because of our sin. So Jesus had to die, and he shed his blood, and he did die. But 3 days later, he rose again, and that's why we can be saved. Jesus paid the price for us. Jesus loves you, and he cares about you, and he wants to help you with your life. He wants to come alongside you and direct your life. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, I'm going to pray a prayer. I'll lead you in a prayer. So right where you're sitting, you can just pray with me in your heart. God sees, God hears, and God cares. Maybe you're going to want to rededicate your life to the Lord this morning. Then you can pray along with me. Dear Jesus, you are the Son of God. I believe that by dying on the cross, you took my sin, my shame, my guilt, and you paid for it all by the shedding of your blood. You rose from the grave to give me a place in heaven, a purpose on earth, and a relationship with your Father. So today, Jesus, I repent. I turn from my sin, and I will live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, there's another card in that seat back. It's the smallest one. It's the response card. I said yes to Jesus. And when you leave today, I'll be at the back doors, my wife and I. And if you've got one of these, you fill it out. I said yes to Jesus. Would you hand that to me? If you don't have a Bible, we have new ones that we want to give you and come alongside you to begin your relationship with Jesus. Would you stand with me as we close in song?
Lamb who was slain. to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. King of kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you.
That there are some here who are weighed down with worry. Again, we may not be able to see it on the outside, but inside you're worried about something. And you're carrying around blocks of worry. And if God is speaking to your heart about something that you're worried about, would you join me in the front? Would you just come out? We're going to close in a time of prayer. Yeah, just step forward. If you concerned about something, you're worried about something, just come and stand. Anybody else? It's a time for you to just acknowledge, yeah, it's me. If I wasn't up here, I'd be down there. I'm with you. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something in your family, finances. You're struggling not to worry about something. Anybody else before we close in prayer? Let me encourage you to turn the tables on the enemy. When he reminds you to be a warrior about something in your life or about someone, be a warrior and pray. Let your worries remind you to pray. Turn it on his ear, right? Let your requests to God, your praises to God, begin to reshape your worries into prayers. So turn your worries into prayers. When you're about to worry about something, I'm going to pray right now. God takes care of the birds. He takes care of the flowers. How much more will he take care of you? You are worth way more than to God than birds and flowers. God cares about your family situation or crisis. God cares about your bank account providing for your family. God cares about your health issues. God cares about your business and your job. He cares about your future, whether you're young or old. God will be there to help you when you face a giant or a problem. And God will be there when you get that dreaded phone call in the middle of the night. He'll be there when you get a bad report from the doctor. He'll be there when you call, when you pray. He'll be there. God, give us warriors today. Give God your worries. If you would like to come and just surround these four, would you step out and just let them not be alone up here? Just come and pray with them. We're going to close in a prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible says to pray one for another. Just surround these four. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray. Would you guys just lead that song again? Father God, we just worship you today. We thank you that you're a big God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we turn our worries over to you, Lord, today. We pray for these four, Lord, going through so much. You know the situation, God. You know the worry. You know the concern, the anxiety. God, I pray today that you would touch them. Speak to their hearts. They would hand it over to you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you hear, that you're a big God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. God, I pray you raise up warriors, God, to not let worry to steal their happiness, God, to steal their harmony, to steal their health, oh God. They would turn it over to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, I pray for breakthroughs in families, in marriages, in relationships, in friendships. God, I pray for breakthroughs with finances, with employment, with jobs. God, I pray that we like to worry about a lot of stuff, but we turn it over to you. We turn it over to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sing with us this morning.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Before we close prayer and dismiss, just wanted you to see a visual of what worry does look like. It can weigh you down. It can slow you down. You're invited today to cast your cares upon the Lord, to cast your worry. You don't have to go through it alone. I know we try to do that. We try to carry it. We want to be strong. We want to be tough. We want to be super Christian. But there's days that we worry. God's inviting us. I take care of the birds. I take care of the flowers. Guess what? I can take care of you. Pray. Seek me. Father, this morning we just thank you that we can lay our worries down at the feet of Jesus. We can cast them at you, Lord. What weighs in our heart, the heaviness, Lord, we can just cast it at your feet, knowing that you care. Thank you for the reminder this morning that you care for the birds and the flowers, but you care for your creation people the most. We are made in your image. So Lord, as we leave today, help us to drop the worry. Help us to pray instead, to be a prayer warrior instead of a worrier. To be a prayer warrior, to not let it sidetrack us and get our eyes off of Jesus. Help us to pray. Help us to pray. Help us to pray. God, we thank you for this service. Again, we thank you that you're here, that you minister to people's lives and hearts. And as we leave these doors and this church, God, that your presence would go with us wherever we go this week. Thank you, God, that we live this life with you, that you are with us, not just on Sundays or Wednesdays in small groups or a youth group, that you're with us every day where we go, with our family, with our coworkers, with our classmates. Let our light shine through us. Thank you for this day. It's been a good day with you. And we're not done. Hallelujah. You're still going to go with us. I pray a blessing upon your church family here, Lord. Pray a blessing on those families who have lost a loved one because of the war, their sacrifice. We honor them today, tomorrow. Now as we go, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.